Just sing a song and think about sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again.
That time of the year again where everyone gathers around family and friends to eat your favorite foods and turkey, I guess. We wanted to let you know that everyone at WONY Wony 90.9 FM wishes you a happy Thanksgiving, and always make sure to keep it locked.
Hello, I'm here to see the apartment.
Boy, this place is nice.
Hi there.
Oh my goodness, he's black.
How many square feet is it?
Oh, it's perfect. Look at that natural light.
It's 1,000.
I can't rent to him. He probably doesn't even have a job.
What kind of deposit will you need?
I can't wait to move in.
Actually, well,
Go ahead, say it. He'll never know.
Is something wrong?
What's going on here?
Oh my, I forgot. This apartment's been rented.
There. That wasn't so bad.
It has. Why are you showing it to me then?
She's totally lying. I don't believe this.
I'm terribly sorry. My mistake.
That was easy. He'll never know.
Housing discrimination is illegal. If you think you've been a victim because of your race, color, national origin, sex, religion, disability, or family status, call 800-669-9777 or visit fairhousinglaw.org. Fair housing. It's not an option. It's the law. Brought to you by HUD, the Ad Council, and LCCREF.
Hey kids, it's Woody, 90.9 FM, WONY, Alumni Weekend 2025, here with you for just 1 hour, but 1 hour of a whole lot of fun. It's Alumni Weekend. I'm here with Donna. We're going to share with you what we've done over the last year. We're going to tell you about it through music. But first, kicking it off, as always, it's Guns N' Roses on WONY.
Come on.
WONY Oneonta. WONY Oneonta, New York, 90.9 FM. And it's great to be back on the radio here. Here with a few folks in Studio A. And I got Donna. My girlfriend is here with us. Hi, Donna.
Hi.
Donna graduated 2001. Mm-hmm. I graduated 1999. So if you do some math, we were here in Oneonta for 2 years, floating around the city of Oneonta together, the city of hills. And never crossed paths. She didn't even know of WONY.
I'm not going to apologize again. It was the 1900s.
Here. Yes, but now she was here last year with me, and this is her second year coming back. So now we are completely taking over the airwaves. It's not just me doing my show. We're doing a show together this year. And what are we doing?
The things we've seen this year and heard.
Seen, heard, viewed. Yeah, it's been quite a fun year of a whole lot of shows. Great. So we're certainly going to do a whole lot of that. And also in studio is Kim. Hello, Mr. Kim.
Hey, Woody.
Been about a year since we saw you last. It feels like 5 minutes, though.
Well, it seems like only yesterday to me, too. And it's always great seeing the headbanging to start the show.
Yeah, I've already made myself a little bit dizzy. That's okay. That's good. Yeah, as I'm sitting here, you know, making sure all the equipment's working and we have a playlist of fun songs to play for the next hour. And Donna looks at me. Your ponytail's still in? I was like, oh, I got to stop everything I'm doing right now.
So, Woody, I just want to take this opportunity to tell all the current WONY DJs that Donna made some awesome cookies, and they'd better come down here and eat them quick before they're all gone.
Yeah, they don't have very long. Well, we go to my Facebook page. I mean, most of us are connected on Facebook anyway. Or for our alumni page, we'll find each other, and that list seems to grow each year, which, of course, is fantastic. That is my cover photo as of this morning. The tray of cookies, because that is a spotlight. So, Donna, what are we playing first? You have the list in front of you. I don't even remember what we put in there.
We picked a Billy Joel song because we saw Billy Joel on New Year's Eve. And I think the song we picked was one that helps you tell a big part of your story from this year.
What happened this year? You can tell this part of the story for us.
You moved out.
No more Jersey. We're done with Jersey. Mm-hmm. Right down to the tax return. They owe me now.
That's right.
Yeah, fully New York, right down to the license plate and everything. So very excited about that.
You're a New Yorker again.
Back on Long Island where I belong. Mm-hmm. So nothing more Long Island than Billy Joel. I mean, unless we're going to get a bagel on a weekend morning or if we're going to get a diner in the evening or All-American Burgers, of course. But that's pretty Long Island is Billy Joel on New Year's Eve, isn't it?
Yep.
So moving out from Jersey out to Long Island where I'm from originally. Here we go. 90.9 FM WONY.
Across America. moving out. I'm moving out.
FM, WONY. Billy Joel on what is feeling like a Long Island radio show. We're here in Oneonta, New York, where it all began for me. All of everything, really. My entire everything. So we're talking about the past 365 days, what Don and I have really done together. We've seen quite a few shows and concerts and have done some epically fun things. Billy Joel, New Year's Eve being one of those. So I, after being in Jersey, hadn't taken a Long Island Railroad into the city in a very long time. Previous to that were some previous PTSD trauma issues from my own things, which we've grown out of, I suppose. So we decided to get in the train and go start seeing some Broadway shows, because, Donna, you enjoy Broadway shows.
Yes, I love them.
And why did we choose this to be our first show, actually? Was there any reason?
I love Huey Lewis, and I figured it would be fun, and it was on TDF.
TDF is like my favorite thing ever. So TDF, for those that don't know, if you're a teacher and you happen to be in New York and you have this education career that you might have graduated from Oneonta with and stayed in the same district for many decades and walk around the halls. Oh, I'm just talking about you over there. As somebody that's well respected. Yeah, so TDF is one of the perks, and you get these deeply discounted show tickets. And being that we live right in Massapequa, it's a very easy train ride right into the city. So we do see a whole bunch of shows. So what was our favorite part about this show, though?
So at the end of it, and it was your first one in a very long time, there was a man sitting next to us, and he really liked the show. And at the end of it, he stood up, and I can't do it justice the way you can. What did he say? He was clapping.
He's clapping. He stands up. He didn't have hair like I do. He didn't start headbanging. No, he didn't throw anything. He didn't cause a ruckus. He just stood up at the top of his lungs. What a show! He was so excited, and so was I. That became like a tagline for the remainder of the year. So, yeah, at very awkward times, opportune times. Anyway, so yes, quite a fun show. Fun, we continue to go to see shows all the time in the city and find different restaurants and things to do. I'm sitting here wondering what's beeping. What are you doing, Kim?
Oh, no, nothing much. Just going to have the drone going on in the studio here so that we can get some aerial photos of Woody.
Because, you know, because we can. We were told we had a face for radio. That's why we're here. Now we're going to have drones and Facebook and whatever else we're going to do, huh? Pretty fun. Okay. So no further ado, let's play some Huey Lewis, 90.9 FM, WONY. Keep it locked.
Take punishment and had to settle down. Now I'm playing it free.
WONY 90.9 FM. It's Woody Alumni Weekend. Cherry Cherry, Neil Diamond's going to be our next song this because we had so much fun after that first song when we went to New York and started doing the Broadway thing again. We went right back the very next week and then a whole lot of shows after that and more to come. 90.9 FM, WONY.
Girls have a sign, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes, she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. She got the way to move me, Jerry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me,
Jerry.
She got the way to move me.
Secretary. WONY 90.9 FM. It's Woody. It's alumni weekend. It's 2025. Means I graduated 26 years ago. That's insane. I know there are alumni here that are much older than I, and there are folks that are currently DJs here that are freshmen and sophomores that are my daughter's age. And it's just an amazing place to hang out here in the halls of WONY. Whether it be the old studio in Alumni Hall or where we are now up at the Hunt Union, the stories that we share, the commonality that we all have is just incredible. So somebody else wandered into the studio. It's Mr. Jonathan Fish. Hey, Fish, man.
Hey, how you doing, Wood?
Better than I deserve. How about you?
Pretty good. We're hanging in there.
What's your year? What are you up to?
1997.
Yeah.
So, Woody, I don't know who you're talking about with these old people.
Well, you graduated what, in one?
77.
Oh, that was like year one.
Oh.
You know what else happened in 1977?
No.
I was born.
Is this making you feel old?
Well, we got a shout out to the current student, the current population, the e-board, and everyone that's given up their shows so we can make this alumni weekend happen. It's nice they do that every year for us, and we did the same, and they'll continue to do that for years forward, the traditions to carry on in the stations here. But they've made sure there's been a student here to help us create our playlists and make the show run as smoothly as we possibly can for a quick hour. But Sam is here with us. Sam, what year were you born? We're going to start with that.
I was born in 2004.
Oh, see, so here we go. Goodness, right? Very easily could be my daughter. Right? So you talk about the generations. You go from Sam to me up to Kim, and we're all in the same studio talking about the same things. It's an amazing place. You know, we're talking about where our education and our degrees here in Oneonta took us. So it's more than just, you know, smoking a whole lot of weed and picking up some beers and, you know, calling it a 4-year degree. You know, well, some of us did that, Donna.
And some of us did other things.
Right. So, tell us about road trips in Tennessee.
Oh, well, that's where our next song comes from, right?
Mm-hmm.
I will say, I'm going to take credit. I introduced you to Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
And we listened to it from beginning to end, and he fell in love with it.
We didn't listen to it beginning to end.
We studied it. We studied it like a novel.
How?
Well, what do you mean?
Every 40 seconds, 30 seconds.
There was some pausing.
Well, what did they just say right there? Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
And that would be the next 20 miles. We talk about that one sentence they said. And
yeah.
What a way to learn about each other, too, actually.
It was special. And then we went to see the musical.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of our favorites from it.
And I like this song. We were trying to figure out which song to play from Hamilton. We chose The Room Where It Happens, kind of like I just led into here. These studios, it's more than just a radio station. It's not just a place to hang out. There are 56 alumni that are back, and that's just alumni. I don't know if that includes others. I guess you're an other, Donna. I mean, you weren't an official WNY DJ, but putting together the playlist before the show, you look like you knew what you were doing in there. there's a lot of us here this year in an event that has transcended generations and decades and just continues to be not just a thing, but to become a bigger and better thing. It's great to be part of That Room Where It Happens. So there's your lead-in. How's that? Was that a good segue?
Yep, very good, right. Very good.
90.9 FM, WONY.
Did you hear the news about good old General Mercer?
No.
You know Claremont Street?
Yeah.
They renamed it after him. The Mercer legacy is secure.
Sure.
And all he had to do was die.
Yeah, that's a lot less work.
We ought to give it a try.
Huh.
Now, how you gonna get your debt plan through?
I guess I'm gonna finally have to listen to you.
Really?
Talk less. Smile more. Do whatever it takes to get my plan on the Congress floor.
Now, Madison and Jefferson are merciless.
Well, hate the sin, love the sinner.
Hamilton.
I'm sorry, Burr, I gotta go.
But
decisions are happening over dinner.
Two Virginians and an immigrant walk into a room.
Diametrically opposed foes.
They emerge with a compromise, having opened doors that were
previously closed, bros.
The immigrant emerges with unprecedented financial power, a system he can shape however he wants. The Virginians emerge with the nation's capital. And here's the pièce de résistance. No one else was in the room where it happened, the room where it happened, the room where it happened. No one else was in the room where it happened, the room where it happened, the room where it happened. No one really knows how the game is played, the art of the trade, how the sausage gets made. We just assume that it happens, but no one else is in the room where it happens.
Thomas claims
Alexander was on Washington's doorstep one day in distress and disarray.
Thomas claims
Alexander said,
I've nowhere else to turn,
and basically begged me to join the fray.
Thomas claims
I approached Madison and said, I know you hate him, but let's hear what he has to say.
Thomas claims
well, I arranged the meeting. I arranged the menu, the venue, the seating.
But no one else was in the room where it happened. The room where it happened. The room where it happened. No one else was in the room where it happened. The room where it happened. The room where it happened. No one really knows how the party's ETS. The pieces that are sacrificed in every game of chess. We just assume that it happens. But no one else is in the room where it happens.
Meanwhile,
Madison is grappling with the fact that not every issue can be settled by committee.
Meanwhile,
Congress is fighting over where to put the Capitol.
Fire!
It isn't pretty. Then Jefferson approaches with a dinner and invite, and Madison responds with Virginian insight.
Maybe we can solve one problem with another and win a victory for the Southerners. In other words, a quid pro quo.
I suppose.
Wouldn't you like to work a little closer to home?
Actually, I would.
Well, I propose the Potomac.
And you'll provide him his votes.
Well, we'll see how it goes.
Let's go.
No.
What else was in the room where it happened?
Someone else is in the room where it happened.
Alexander Hamilton.
What did they say to you to get you to sell New York City down the river?
Alexander Hamilton.
Did Washington know about the dinner? Was there presidential pressure to deliver?
Alexander
did you know? Even then, it doesn't matter where you put the U.S. Capitol.
Because we'll have the banks. We're in the same spot.
You got more than you gave.
And I wanted what I got. When you got skin in the game, you stay in the game. But you don't get a win unless you play in the game. Oh, you get love for it. You get hate for it. You get nothing if you wait for it, wait for it, wait. God help and forgive me. I want to build something that's gonna outlive me.
What do you want, girl? What do you want, girl? What do you stand for nothing, girl? What do you fall for?
I want to be in the room where it happens, the room where it happens. I want to be in the room where it happens, the room where it happens.
I want to be in the room where it happens.
I want to be in the room where it happens, the room where it happens.
I
want to
be in the room where it happens, the room where it happens.
I want to be in the room where it happens.
I've got to be
in the room where it happens,
that big old room.
The art of the compromise.
Hold your nose and close your eyes.
Saying what they trade away.
We dream of a brand new start.
But we dream in the dark for the most part.
Dark as a tomb where it happens.
I've got to be in the room
where it happens.
I've got to be
where it happens.
I've got to be
where it happens.
I've got to be in the room.
90.9 FM WONY. It's Woody on Alumni Weekend 2025. So we're talking all about transportation here for a moment. Transportation, let's see. Well, we take the Long Island Railroad so that we can get to New York City to do all these different shows, of course. Told you about my adventures going back to New York and taking the train. Excited for that. Don and I have also gone on some road trips. We touched on going to Tennessee. We have friends there. And we're planning our next couple of trips, actually. What are we thinking?
We are thinking maybe the Finger Lakes.
Mm-hmm.
What was the other one we were just saying? Savannah.
Down to Savannah.
Yep.
One north, one south.
Do all things you can't do in New York.
Yeah.
Down there.
Mm-hmm. The adventures are just beginning. So that's transportation a little bit. The next song, well, before I tell you about the next song, why I'm even doing the transportation thing, because the car. Tell you about a car. So... And I feel like I want to talk about this in the air. I don't know why. I think it's fun. So I still have my human resources career when I graduated college. Well, I took my communications degree, and I did work in TV and news and radio, traffic reports and breaking news for a whole lot of years. Jonathan Kaplan, back to you in the studio. I did do that 2000 to 2007. And then started, well, we ended up in human resources from that time till now, so a whole bunch of years. I've been employing a whole lot of people. I work in the human resources, the hiring, filling jobs, account management side of HR. Great. So I have a beautiful career I have for a long time. I enjoy it. I'm passionate about it. Don't want to talk about that. I want to tell you about the transportation piece. So I have a 2014 Dodge Avenger. I've had this car. It's been paid off for a while. It's my car. I enjoy my car. Well, first of all, the license plates now go from New Jersey to New York. These are New York tags on my vehicle, registered, insured, all New York. So why do you care about my 2014 Dodge Avenger vehicle and I'm telling you about transportation? So I found the funnest side gig, a side hustle, because, well, it's not completely cheap to live in Long Island. I have a daughter in college, and it's a great side hustle. I've been driving Uber and Lyft on the side just for the hell of it. Yeah. Count it as part of the budget for the month. They make like $500 a week. So that transportation piece is fun. I have so many stories I could tell you about, all about what I've seen and done with this whole Uber and Lyft experience. Last night, Donna, what did we do last night?
Well, we picked up some kids around Oneonta. We picked up some sorority girls.
Yep. Hey, what do we have them do?
What is that called? I wasn't in a sorority. They called letters?
Greek alphabet out to me, yeah. So, yeah, it was great. I won't say which sorority.
They were fun.
They were a lot of fun. I won't say what street they were on, but I would say they were a whole lot of fun. So I know you're not supposed to have somebody else in the car with you when you're the Uber driver, but I figured we're in Oneonta. Who's really going to tell on me if I'm picking you up or whatever? So for the funsies of it, yeah, we do. We put the app on for a few minutes last night.
It was really, really fun.
Yeah, I mean, that was quite an experience. First of all, it was good coin. You guys are smart. Taking your Ubers and your Lyfts around here. Mm-hmm. All we did was drive around and hope not to catch a DUI.
Sometimes got lucky, sometimes not. But OPTU is also a good option. But anyway, that's the whole transportation piece. I figured I would talk about doing that because it's a whole lot of fun. So when I see you later, we're hanging around campus. Like, that was, tell me about those Uber stories. I'll tell you. Let me tell you about the guy. If I see you later and you want to know about the Uber story, remind me. I'll tell you about the guy. I'll know what story you're talking about. Anyway, so transportation into the next song, and then I can shh myself and play some music again. The next one involves a car. Why does something involve a car, Donna?
Does it?
It does. Back to the Future. It comes. So, all right, the theatrics of the show. Yeah. This was incredible. Back to the Future, if you remember, once hit 88 miles an hour, right? It goes this hyperspeed, and the car goes flying to a whole nother, through the time warp, into a whole nother era. Not even just another year, a whole nother era. So to bring it to true life, true Broadway, the car on stage comes from under the stage, on the stage. I don't know. Somehow it's next flying over the audience. It does a full 360 over it. Just the animation and, you know, the actors are in the car up over your head. If you've ever seen the show on Broadway, you're nodding your head right now with me. Yeah, I know just what you mean. And if not, well, just trust me, it was amazing. Mm-hmm. So,
and this was one of the songs.
This is one of the songs. Johnny B. Good on 90.9 FM W. Oh, my God, NY.
Well, it's an old era I come from. Okay, so this is a blues riff in B flat. Watch me for the changes in, yeah, try to keep up, okay?
WONY 90.9 FM. That is going to be our transition from Broadway to rock shows. We went to some rock shows as well. We live on Long Island. We're a stone's throw from Jones Beach and UBS Arena and Citi Field. Def Leppard, one of the songs we saw.
from my head to my feet, yeah.
Headbanging our way through a Saturday afternoon here at WONY 90.9 FM. Journey's up next.
She loves to laugh. She loves to sing. She does everything. She loves to move. She loves to groove. She loves a lot of things. Ooh, all night. All night. Oh, every night. So hold tight. Hold tight. Ooh, baby, hold tight. Oh, she said.
Anywhere you want it, that's the
Saturday afternoon in Oneonta. Gotcha, turning your radios way up loud. I'd say opening up the windows, but it's a Saturday afternoon in Oneonta, so it's raining. But it's still a beautiful afternoon, exactly the way it should be, the way it should feel. A good, cloudy Saturday afternoon in Oneonta. Another song from that same show was Def Leppard, Journey, and Steve Miller. WONY Alumni Weekend 2025. My name is Woody, class of 1999. Glad you spent your Saturday afternoon hanging out with us. Thanks again to the current student board, the e-board, and all the current DJs keeping the station not just where it was, but to the next level. Forget about 2.0. It's like 3 and 4.0. It's looking great around here. So I opened up the mic in Studio A for everybody. Don is here, and Kim's here, and Joel, you didn't say hi yet this afternoon.
No, I haven't. I said hi last night. We closed it out with Wony After Dark with our wonderful alumni, Natalie, coordinator. And it's great to be seeing you. It's great to meet new people here. Sam, I can't believe we're meeting you. She's been so terrific. I've been listening to her all morning.
Did my job real easy.
And it's great to learn that Kim and I were once neighbors. I just found that out not too long ago, so we're going to reminisce a little bit more about that during my show at 3 o'clock. But, Woody, it's always so, so fantastic to see you. It's going on 26 years now I know you, which I think is more than half your life.
It is. I'm 48 years old, so
right.
It certainly
more
is.
More than half your life, I have known you, and I'm grateful for you and appreciate you, and, gosh, just so happy for you.
the bonds.
And everybody
of
here.
Right?
This is just all good things this weekend. That's the theme.
The bonds of fellowship that get created inside these studios. It's more than just doing a radio show and hanging out and, you know, doing something before you go down to the bars. The bonds that we build are really lifetime things. We talk all the time about, we come up here each year and share the same stories of the years past over and over again. I was going to put you on a spot with one question.
Who, me?
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
Well, Donald's only been here for 2 years, but I'll ask Kim and Joel anyway. Joel, so we always talk about when we were here, all our old stories and our favorite memories.
Yeah.
One favorite memory of alumni weekends. One, go.
What, one of yours?
Of yours. You wouldn't know my memory.
Oh,
well, you
gosh.
Might. You do, actually.
You know what? It's hard to summarize one favorite memory, but what I remember is just the feeling of home. That coming here and also feeling that no matter what age we are, and spending time with Sam and hanging out, or Natalie, or DJ Chaos Fire, Amelia, who's going to be at 5 today that I've known for 15 years. Just the sense of warmth and the sense of fellowship, as you say, and just coming back and smelling the spring weather, you know, sunshine, or as Brooke Benton used to sing, a rainy night in Oneonta. It's that. It's not so much one memory. It's just the feeling.
And it's not even a secret society. We know exactly what we do. We all enjoy being tagged in photos and attached in videos. And it's not like, oh, I don't know if I can include them. There's nothing that happens here that anybody involved in it doesn't want to be included in. It's a wonderful place. So, yeah, Joel, many more years to come.
Let's hope so.
Kim.
Hey, my favorite memory. I don't know, Woody, other than, you know, seeing you and Neil and Joel and the gang, every year is always fun. But I have to tell you, one of the fun things I did was the first time we had the reunion here in this studio. And, you know, being an old-fashioned guy and being used to working the board with vinyl and pots and all the good stuff, and coming in and seeing nothing but computers and a digital board. And I got to be the one working the board with Neil when we were working the show because he didn't want to even touch it. It was it was a lot of fun. It was a learning experience. I'm still getting abuse from my wife for making a big mistake on getting the wrong song to play when I dedicated one to her, but I got the right one on eventually. You know, it's always fun. It's always good. And I encourage any of the students who are out there listening to this, come on down to the station. If you think you might want to have fun with us, by all means, show up.
Fantastic. And we're going to play just two more songs. One, I'm actually going to have Donna introduce for us, just to put you on the spot again. I've done it with everybody else. So
that hasn't really worked out so great for you.
Well, this will be perfect for you then. So Freak on a Leash, Korn, and then we're going to, of course, finish with a song I'll close us out with. But tell us about Korn and why we're playing this.
Well, I don't know very much Korn, I'm going to be honest, but you do. And so we went to a Korn concert in September because I thought you needed to get some stress out and let your hair down. And I did not know one song, I'm going to be honest with you, but my favorite part was watching you enjoy it.
So that's the sugar-coated version. That's when my job in Jersey was ending, and I was essentially unemployed for all of 1 week. And I was in the middle of relocating to New York, so I was essentially homeless. So I was unemployed and homeless, but, it took about a week. I ended up with a nice new career and, a place to live. It was fine. But it was a great time to go and really let my hair down and headbang. So we're going to do that in studio now. Anyway, so I thank everybody for coming out and listening, whoever might still be listening. I think we recorded the show. Maybe we'll listen back to some of this later and enjoy it or laugh at it. But it's been fun making the hour of radio anyway. So Korn, Freak on a Leash, I'll come back and say goodbye right before we close this thing out. But it is 90.9 FM WONY. Keep it locked.
Takes a part of me, something lost and never seen. Every time I start to believe, something's raped.
often taken from me, from me. Life's gotta always be messing with me. Can't it chill and let me be free? Can't I take away all this pain? I try to every night, all in vain, in vain.
Freak on a Leash, getting ready to bring us home on 90.9 FM WONY. Very appropriately out of breath, as I was headbanging. Whew. A nice ballad to close out the show. Now, Enter Sandman, Metallica. Same song I've closed my show with for many, many years. Hope to do it again next year. Thanks again to all the current students and eBoard here at the station and all the alumni for coming back and for Donna for taking the trip with me. Many more of these to come. A lot of adventures still to come. Hopefully you enjoyed the 1 year of Donathan in music. 90.9 FM WONY. Thanks.
Radiothon. 24 hours non-stop tunes. Yeehaw! Only on WONY 90.9 FM, Oneonta the Whale.
she's kind of a big deal. Some people like to say it's only because of how she looks. She sticks her tongue out a lot. But there's just something about her that makes people do crazy things, like get tattoos of her face or wait in line for hours just to say hi. Lil Bub is a 2-year-old cat, an Instagram celebrity with a following bigger than some 90s